You know what would be even more fun?
What?
Talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane.
So, yes. Wait, I'm seeing it Saturday. You want to do a spoiler cast Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm down.
Who's down? Yeah. Sean, you down?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's settled. It's settled, Lassie.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to sign off, we would like to talk about 10 Cloverfield Lane.
All right.
So, goodbye.
So it is. See you guys later.
See ya.
Not going anywhere.
That's fine.
I like it when you guys talk about stuff in front of me.
Sean.
Yes.
Sean.
Wait, is Jason still here?
No. All right,
Jason, get the fuck out of here, idiot.
See you, Jason.
Is he still here?
No, he's gone.
Okay, good.
All right, Sean, I gotta be real with you.
Uh-huh.
I loved every second of that movie until the ending, and I'm really disappointed by the ending.
I thought that everything in that movie was great up until the last 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? I don't exactly have a problem with it being aliens, but this is my idea of a perfect ending for that movie. She gets out of the bunker. She sees the ship in the distance. She doesn't know what it is. You can't really tell what it is. Is it a drone? Is it a ship? We don't know. She gets in the car, turns on the radio. The radio says, we need help. We're taking back the southern border, blah, 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 blah. She turns and goes to Houston. But that whole thing with her being sucked up by the ship and the Molotov cocktail, I mean, it was just ridiculous.
I mean, the Molotov cocktail seemed out of place from the beginning, although you kind of needed it in there because of the very, very opening scene.
Yeah.
However, I feel like they had to have that sequence with the ship, especially when it's trying to blow the shit at her, because you saw that the woman was infected earlier and you need to have some sort of relation to that.
Yeah, I guess, but it was just too, like, it showed too much, I feel like. Like, I would have much preferred there to be more mystery. Maybe when she's driving the car, she still has the gas mask on or something.
I mean, honestly, the only thing that I'm okay with the way that it ended. I'm okay with it being aliens. I'm okay with, maybe they could have done without the little slug thing.
That was, that might have been the icing on the
cake. Evan and I were talking about this earlier, Sean. So did you keep up with the viral marketing for either movie?
I kept up with the viral marketing for Cloverfield.
Well, Jomo actually explains pretty well how it ties into Cloverfield with the satellite and everything, Joe, if you want to.
So, Sean, it's, the whole that Japanese company that's drilling into the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of mutates the creature, and then the satellite comes in and it awakens it. Here's how they did a lot of stuff with the Cloverfield viral marketing, and they went even more. They had they had John Goodman record voicemails to his daughter.
They had, GIS.
Oh, really?
They buried phones, at certain GPS coordinates that you wouldn't find until you unlocked a certain thing. And people found it and was like, be careful out there. There's something coming. I know it. So here's how it works. So if you remember, they were saying that John Goodman worked on satellites.
Did they?
In the movie.
He was part of the Navy. Yeah,
he was doing satellites.
He did satellite things. That's what they said.
So here's how you should tie it into Cloverfield. John Goodman's working on satellites. He's already a messed up guy, but he's still relatively normal. He's a good worker, a loyal employee. The satellite that he worked on crashes into the ocean and awakens the monster. He pretty much caused the death of all those people. And that sets him over the edge. He goes crazy after that.
I see. Not to cut you off, but I don't...
Not that this is part of the movie. This is how I would do it to tie it into Cloverfield.
Okay. My issue with that is the fact that he, let's be honest, whether he was touching them or not, he was abducting women.
Yes. Yeah. And that was the whole point, is he slammed in her car to abduct her, and then shit actually happened. So he had to let Emmett in.
Well, here's the point. He's a messed up guy.
Really fucking messed up.
If it's supposed to take place in real time, both of these movies.
It doesn't, though.
It has to, because that the cell phone that they were using was a new iPhone.
But the Cloverfield attack was 6 years earlier.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, they take place in actual time, because meaning that Cloverfield takes place in 2008, was it? And 10 Cloverfield Lane takes place in 2016. You have to look at the cell phone.
Even with that, I don't think you can relate the first movie to the second movie in almost any way, because one, the time frame is totally different. But also, I was reading online the theory that people are saying that the Cloverfield is just a name for, say, like a new version of a Twilight Zone sort of series. Because that's what they're going to do. They're going to keep making these Cloverfield movies, but they're going to have nothing to do with one another. Just
like what Halloween was supposed to be.
Yes, but, it's just going to be like contained stories.
This is what bothers me is like the name of the movie was Cloverfield. You know, what would have been really cool, me and Jobo said this before, is like at the very end, like when she knocks over the mailbox, that's the only reference to Cloverfield.
But
directly.
The only reason, I mean, honestly, the only reason why people even went to go see this movie was because the name Cloverfield was on it.
But I feel like that also forced them to put in that cheesy monster alien ending. If it wasn't called Cloverfield,
what I would have, going back to what Evan and I were talking, you have, you know, he goes crazy after this incident.
Mm-hmm.
And he loses his daughter. And then that's when he starts abducting these girls.
Yeah.
And starts, you know, raping them and killing
them. It was never mentioned that he actually raped any of them.
It was implied.
I don't think it was implied.
After he kills Emmett, he shaves, he dresses all nice. He's trying to win over.
I just want to be a family, and you know, I don't want you to see this next part. This is the way it was supposed to be. Like,
I mean,
that's a serial killer
trait where after you kill someone, you shave your face. Like that, I've seen that before.
Yeah. Well, anyway, whether he rapes or not, he's abducting these girls.
I've watched A&E before.
He's abducting these girls, and like Evan said, he hits her with the intention of bringing her back, and that's when shit goes bad.
Yeah.
Now, if I wanted to tie it to Cloverfield,
the satellite,
I would have had it be a monster at the end, not an alien, but a monster, and maybe whatever, you know, you have the ship in the distance, and you don't know if it's alien or if it's from another country or whatever. But all you know is that they were talking about nukes and stuff, and you know, nukes are flying or whatever. Maybe the nuclear radiation is creating more Cloverfield monsters. And then that's how you fit monsters. It makes more sense than aliens.
What's really bothering me about this whole thing, though, and this is I think my biggest reservation with the film, is we're talking about tying it to Cloverfield, which is a movie I don't think is very
good.
But
it's only because of the name.
The name. I think if you took the name off of it and didn't have that ending, you would have a film that's worthy of legitimate critical recognition, because
it is getting some though.
The scenes in the bunker, like regardless of the last 15 minutes, which to me turned into Independence Day and was a total mess.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff in the bunker was phenomenal.
I mean,
real tension, real horror, real suspense, real claustrophobia. I'm like, this is brilliant. And John Goodman is incredible in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he is a creepy, disturbed, bizarre bastard.
I know.
And the tension that's surmounting the whole time, and that's why I kind of liked up to that point, is I was really trying to figure out what was going on.
Of course, you have to.
I took the name Cloverfield off of it because, is he crazy? Then you see the woman, you're like, oh my God, he's not crazy. Something mm-hmm. happened. Oh wait, but he killed this girl in the neighborhood. He is crazy. Then he kills Emmett. That was an incredible scene.
Oh.
But then as soon as she gets outside, it's like aliens. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
If she went back in time and met a younger John Goodman and her father, would you have liked it more?
Oh, you know me.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm okay with the ending. The one part of the ending that kind of bothered me, other than the slug thing, was hearing on the radio the distress calls coming from the different, I guess it would have been different bases. Military bases that were going out. That kind of, honestly, that reminded me a lot of the ending of Green Inferno. I don't know if you guys didn't see Green Inferno.
No.
It reminded me a lot of that, and I mean, that's a horrible movie, but it kind of made me think of that, and I was like, because I almost would have wished that she would have just driven in the car out and just left, and then that's the last that we see of her. We don't know what happens to her, as opposed to we kind of know that she's going to go fight the coalition.
The reason why they did that is because they're trying to force this character development down your throat, even though you got it from her escaping. Was she said, you know, oh, when things go wrong for me, I panic and run away. So they're trying to establish that we kind of had that already, because she fought
yeah. fought the aliens.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Good night, Mom. Love you.
Damn aliens.
How much do you think George Lucas had to involved in this movie?
Actually, I made a point to Jobo, is I don't think that, and I know that you might know the history of this better than either of us, Sean, that uh-huh. this wasn't supposed to be Cloverfield
no,
at all.
No,
I feel like, no offense to J.J. Abrams, I feel like he's the one who said, oh, you got to put some huge tie into like a monster disaster at the end there. I feel like that was his hand.
I think he's the one that picked up the movie and said, let's make this a Cloverfield movie. And then I mean, I don't know for a fact. I was trying to guess towards the end where the actual movie that they shot would have ended.
I think right as soon as she gets out of the bunker.
That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know because, I mean, obviously it's only her at the end, so they could have done reshoots with just her and then just shoot that last scene towards the end of the, when it's starting to become night.
I mean, really, once the sun goes down when she's outside, it becomes a different film.
It really does, yeah.
It has a completely different feel, a completely different aesthetic, a completely different pace. I was really, like, shocked by, like, it felt like Independence Day.
Then again,
and
then
I wasn't a fan of it.
I was thinking of it even more later on, and I was thinking maybe that was the ending, and the only thing that they added was the shot when she hits the mailbox and it says 10 Cloverfield Lane. That maybe that's the only thing that they added on to it. But I honestly don't know because I wasn't in the test screenings. There was reports from the test screenings that they did originally, but I don't know. They never said like what the actual ending was for the movie.
My gut is telling me that the entire 10, the ending, like that whole thing with the alien, that was all added on because it was so out of place from a movie that was based in such pseudo realism.
Yeah.
I really doubt that was originally. Oh, and then she goes outside and then it's fucking aliens. Like, it's just, it was such a jump the shark moment for me. And I want to love this movie. I want to be like, I want to go tell everybody, like, go see this. It's going to blow your fucking mind. John Goodman deserves an Oscar when I feel like I can't because the ending is so goofy. You know what I mean?
I don't think goofy is the right word.
I would say goofy because it was
I would
like,
say out of place.
All right, then completely out of place. It felt like a District 9. Aesthetically, it looked like District 9. Like, it just didn't belong in this movie. This movie is about the unknown. What is actually going on? It was all a big mystery. Is he crazy? Is he not crazy? Did he kill this girl? Either way, we got to get out. How do we hide it? And then all of a sudden, aliens.
Yeah, it's almost like the most of the movie up until the last 10 minutes is this woman is, it's almost like an indie drama where there's a kidnapping and she's trying to get out. And then the last 10 minutes turns into a sci-fi action movie.
And I think that's the big, and I, like I said, it's really bothering me because everything else to me is like grade A material. Yeah, and see, that was it, like grade C.
Yeah. It's not bothering me as much as maybe it is you, but
it's bothering me a lot.
It's if I'm going to buy it, I'm definitely going to buy it
on Blu-ray.
It depends on how much money I have.
It's not that much more expensive.
I'm half and half. Maybe I'll watch it through the whole way. Maybe I'll shut it off when she leaves the bunker. I may watch it the whole way and then just shut it off of them just to see like the reaction I get afterwards. Mm-hmm. If I feel like something's missing or not, but I'm definitely going to buy it. I definitely thought that as torn as I am about the ending, it didn't detract me from the great stuff in it. And like I was saying to you, Evan, earlier, what I was saying, Sean, was Interstellar. You know, I thought Interstellar was an okay movie, and then the ending sucked.
It's just average.
And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm never going to watch that again. It's the opposite with 10 Cloverfield Lane. It had an ending, but a strong beginning and middle. So it didn't take away from my love.
I mean, I don't even know if I would even say that, because the real ending of the movie is her getting out, and that's an amazing sequence.
Yes.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I mean, where she's breathing in the thing, and
like, and with the acid on the ground. And,
yes.
Oh my god! And with the knife in the
vent.
Oh my god!
And then it's to me like that's the thing. I'm so into this realistic suspense horror drama mystery.
Like
that, to get aliens at the end was like a big fuck you to the audience.
Yeah, like they showed the preview again before the movie for The Conjuring 2, and I'm
I didn't see. I didn't get that.
I'm like, it's. The Conjuring is like a slap in the face of horror. I'm sorry. People love it. I don't know why people thought it was like the best horror movie in the last 20 years.
I like The Conjuring. I'm curious to see why you don't.
What is different about The Conjuring that's not the same as every other studio horror movie that's come out in the last 10 years?
I think it was better. It was a more well-done studio horror movie.
In what way?
To me, it had some legitimacy to it. However, it is mainstream, but I think out of the handful of mainstream horror movies that came out, it's by far the best one. But if you want to talk about the best horror movie I've seen in 30 fucking years, that's The Witch. The Witch blew me away, dude. Me and Jobo left that theater speechless.
All right, now I can come back into this. I hated it.
See, and that's okay.
I know.
And I'm not going to argue you on it because I understand why a lot of people hated it. because it's really not a movie for anyone. And I'm not trying to say like, oh, I know horror better, or I'm a better film person.
You're
than
just
you
trying
are.
To say, fuck you, Benny. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm trying to say, I understand why you don't like it, but all the reasons that you don't like it, I totally like it.
And I feel like, I don't know if it was the same way with The Exorcist when that came out, because I feel like that got a lot of praise too, but I know a lot of people, and I see a lot of people online who hate that movie.
The Exorcist?
No, The Witch.
Oh, a lot of people hate
it. And I really feel like, you know, 5 years from now, people are going to be like, this is the most revolutionary horror movie ever.
Well, the Exorcist was met with criticism at first, right?
It was, but not to the... I mean, it was nominated for an Oscar.
I mean, I'll picture. Straight up say, and I might be really bold in saying this, I think that was the best depiction of evil in a horror movie since The Exorcist. I mean, there was nothing that on that screen that wasn't pure...
And
evil.
Like I said before,
it's great.
I think a lot of the reason why people are not taking to the movie is because it takes place, and it's convincingly takes place in the 1600s.
Yeah, convincingly is the key word there, because they use the language and they use the appeal, the lighting, and just the textures of the film look authentic to like New England in the 1600s.
Yeah, because no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that the acting in that movie is so spot on.
Oh, yeah.
There was a couple times I forgot I was watching a movie. I felt like I was there.
And it's not named people either.
No.
So you don't know really, who these people are.
It swept me up. I mean, everything about that movie from beginning to end just blew me away. And I can't – it's not playing anywhere around me. I want to take people to see it, but I can't find a movie theater that's fucking playing it.
But like, I feel like people are would much rather relate to a guy – even like a movie like – 10 Cloverfield Lane. I feel like people would rather relate to that as opposed to something that takes place in an old 1600s America that no one has ever been around.
Hold on, Benny, why didn't you like it? Like, give me like a couple specifics.
Okay. Oh, for once, okay, it wasn't scary. They just used, and this is from what I saw.
Did you see it with Chris Holeshue? Did you see it with Chris?
I saw it. Yes. I saw it with, yeah.
Okay, Chris, good, because he told me that. Go ahead.
I thought, I'm trying to like, give a good explanation as to why I don't like it, other than just saying, it's not scary. To me, it was like, it didn't use horror. It used like tense and uncomfortable moments.
That is horror.
So that's not my understanding of traditional horror.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Well, my counter argument, and this is the counter argument I have with everybody, is I'm not going to disparage your opinion, because what you just said is the reason that I like it. So for me to jump down your throat and say, fuck you, you're wrong. You know, like,
I understand.
I can't do that. If that's not the type of horror that you want to see, or that you're accustomed to, or that you feel is scary or effective, that's fine. But to me, it was.
I probably need to go back and sit down and watch it by myself with a fine tooth comb again, like Sean said. And I've softened my stance since the original podcast, because when I came out of that movie, I kind of felt like I had wasted my time. Not by like being with everyone, but like watching that movie, I was like, this to me, it wasn't that good.
Sean, did it remind you of The Shining? I got a very much of The Shining vibe, just in terms of pacing.
I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, pacing definitely The Shining. But
pacing and atmosphere.
There was the big opening where, you know, there's some disturbing shit there, and then all of a sudden it kind of went back to like getting you invested in the characters. The problem for me is I wasn't invested, because understanding what I know about that time period, if you were excommunicated
I think it was an excommunication.
Excommunicated from a colony, it more than likely was because you were not probably like not good for the colony. Like again, for them,
well,
they
practice a different religion. They
mentioned, but like for them to excommunicate you, it had to be that you were so damn defiant.
Well,
they just didn't want you around anymore.
But they also they willingly went out, though. It's not like they were, you know, banished because they did something
wrong. Yeah, like he stood his ground. The thing with it is, it exposes.
Really quickly, I just want to say, Sean, a wide receiver ran a 4.15 at a pro day.
It's not real. It's not real.
You sure?
Yep. Okay.
He was going to make it a miscellaneous story. That's why he knows.
No.
The thing with me is, it exposed, and Jobo, you said this too. it exposed how brutal and horrible those old religions were. Mm. And it really showed this nasty side to traditional religion. And it made Satanism feel like welcoming. It was so evil. Black Phillip and the depiction of the devil and the naked women. I mean, it really was just, I was watching it. I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. It scared the shit out of me for all the right reasons. There was one jump scare in the whole damn movie, and that was when Black Phillip hit the father. But other than that,
that wasn't even really a jump scare though, because there was no like noise that was like blurted out at you.
No, but it scared me because it made me like really question evil. Like, what is?
Oh, it's bad.
And I mean, the part where he's talking about fucking Jesus and everything, I mean, that was really disturbing. When he's like, oh, come to me, Lord Jesus, with your legs spread and everything. Mm-hmm. The little kid, he's like an 8-year-old kid talking about this really disgusting sexual perverted stuff to do with religion. He's vomiting blood in the apple. I'm like, this is out there.
Yeah.
And it's scary because it's based on like, not that I'm saying it's a true story, but it's based on accounts of witches from that time.
Uh-huh. Evan, let me ask you, because you're a Kubrick guy.
Yeah.
Did you know some of the soundtrack? I always say soundtrack. Some of the score in the movie, did it remind you of 2001 at certain points?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And a little bit from The Shining too.
I heard a lot of 2001 because I keep bringing this up to people and they're like, I didn't hear anything.
I'm
like,
I heard it.
It's in there.
What about? I mean, some of those shots, just the cinematography in the film is gorgeous. There's a shot like it's in like the first 5 minutes. They're sitting in the woods by a campfire, and it's just them by this campfire. It's completely natural lighting, and it's just breathtaking. Most of the movie's natural lighting. Everyone talks about The Revenant. Like, what about this?
I mean, I'm sure that they shot a lot of. I mean, they probably had to shoot with natural light because they're outdoors during the daytime.
But the candle flickering and everything, you know what I mean?
Who knows? Maybe there was some lights going on there. Maybe not. I don't know.
Whatever they did with the lighting in that movie was brilliant.
I know they were shooting digital with
it. That movie was, I will say, for all the reasons I don't like it, and again, we'll get to those in a second, but
we don't have to.
I really think that was a pretty movie.
It was gorgeous.
That was a pretty movie. Now, as for the reasons I don't like it, I felt like the accents did not allow me to connect with the character on the level that you guys connected with it.
Or the fact that it was older, you know, old times.
That was really hard to understand. Like, I would hear three words I knew. And again, I'm not saying because I'm stupid, because I'm not smart, but I'm not, like, completely stupid. But, like, I would hear, like, hither, and I'd be like, okay, it means come over here, and I'm like trying to put together what they're saying.
Why don't you see it? I think you should see it again. I feel like you
Mike Dowling had a really good idea. He goes, what if they did the movie and they spoke in a different language but had subtitles? I was like, I probably wouldn't hate it as much as I do.
There were a couple moments I thought it needed
subtitles. I don't know, Benny. I don't think you as the kind of person who would like a subtitle movie.
I don't know if I could handle for an entire movie, but I could in some instances I could have like what Evan said. I think it needed to, like when the dad's doing the prayer, I'm like, what the fuck is he saying?
Yeah, there was a couple points in the movie.
I felt like it was either the theater we watched it in or the movie when it was being shot. The volume was really low, so that made it hard.
Well,
to, like,
but it was also a very quiet movie too.
Yeah.
But I will say the main guy that playing the dad, shoo-in for the reincarnation of Alan Rickman.
Oh yeah, for sure. Did you think the mom had like giant nostrils too? Like,
yeah, her nostrils nose was huge.
It was really distracting nostrils.
They're both out
on
of
Game
shit.
Of Thrones. Dad was on Game of Thrones. He was only in like a few episodes. But the mother was in Game of Thrones too, and she played the sister to Sean Bean's wife's character. Mm-hmm. And she's like this lunatic, and she's like breastfeeding her kid, like her kid's like, you know, like 10 years old. So
you know what? I'm going to say this, Jobo. I really hope that dad, if they ever do a Batman movie again, they use like that. What was that? Deacon something fire?
Deacon Blackfire.
Deacon Blackfire. I want that dad.
I could really see that.
I want Blackfire so bad.
I'm not sure if the Academy will recognize the witch, but there was some. They should.
I don't know if they will because of the timing.
It was really close to Oscar season.
But I mean, like, because a lot of times films that come out this early don't get any recognition. The biggest one being when the movie Zodiac came out back in 2007. That came out in January. And I think if it would have came out either earlier that year or even later that year, or I guess it would have been later the year before, it would have been given nominations because it's a great movie. But it suffered because it came out too early.
The problem with The Witch is I've noticed it's not gaining a lot of momentum either. Like I said, I live by at least three major movie theaters and none of them are playing it. And it
didn't do well.
No, it did poorly because a lot of people hate it. And I think that they are right to hate it. I don't think that I disagree with the reasons that they say they hate it. It's just what they hate is what I like about it.
You know what I found interesting? Just around the timing that it came out, you had The Witch come out, and it was endorsed by the Church of Satan.
Yes.
and then you had that movie Risen come out, which was endorsed by the Vatican.
The same day.
Kind of having these two opposite movies on opposite ends of the spectrum come out around the same time. So I found that was interesting. I actually heard Risen wasn't actually a bad movie.
I'll never see it.
I'm Joe more interested in seeing a Joe movie about Satan question. Than I am about Jesus.
When you guys saw it in theaters, were there any people dressed up as witches?
No, I was. Why? Did that happen to you?
It was also opening weekend. I think we had an advantage.
I dressed up like a witch, but like one of the witches in the movie, you know, like naked with giant flappy titties.
Me and Joe saw it with a group of people who hated it. I mean, the people in the movie theater with us, they hated it. They left, and the one kid said that was the worst movie I ever saw in my whole life.
That was pretty much how we were. I mean, I don't know how the Hispanic family sitting in front of us felt about it, because the entire time they kept Snapchatting and speaking Spanish.
Yeah, we talked about that on the review episode.
Yeah, for all that Donald Trump goes through, if he wants to wall those people off, I have no problem with it. But
those specific movie theaters.
Halfway through the movie, we had this guy get up and just yell in the movie theater, this movie fucking sucks. And he walked back and looked at Dowling and said, or it was either, who was it that he said fucking faggot to or something? But like,
I don't think he was saying it to anyone other than just out loud.
Someone actually stood up and walked out of this movie.
A couple people did.
Oh yeah. But like, what made this guy so like evident was that it was him and I assume this guy and his girlfriend. And they were watching. I guess he was the third wheel, so he came in kind of already pissed off. And the movie was kind of like you had the opening that was very the opening grabbed me. Like I was as soon as like the movie opened, I was like, okay, I'm right into it. I'm like, what's he saying? Obviously, there's some conflict here. All right, this is kind of interesting. Go to the fields. All right, this is kind of cool. You know, I liked how it was almost like I believe it was shot very naturally because in a couple mm-hmm. opening shots you saw bugs. And I was like, this is kind of cool. Like they really put effort in shooting this. Then you have the big moment where the baby's gone. And then I'm like, okay, now we're going to get right into the action. And there was like a lull. And
I think that's the problem is you're using the term getting right into the action. This is not a movie that you get right into the action.
Well, I know.
It reminded me of a Kubrick film. The pacing of it wasn't. This is
I can see how you can call it The Shining, but like – again, I think the biggest issue was it was tough for me to get invested in that kind of lull period where like there's not a lot going on and we're just trying to learn the characters because I couldn't understand what they were saying.
It builds really slow. It is very slow.
Right
around, half
I want to say the just past one quarter, maybe like get really mathematical, two-fifths of the way through, the guy just gets up. Yells out really loudly, this movie fucking sucks. Then for some reason starts walking back like to the top of the theater.
He thought that the exit was in the back of the theater, even though he was going up the stairs.
Which was funny. And then he like kind of like he said something like fucking faggot, like in our direction. Then I guess he realized like he didn't like know where he was going, then just walked out. And then there were two or three other people that walked out. And then it was just down to the first couple of people I got there, which was the two witch sisters that were sitting all the way up in the front, which I was willing to guarantee they were going to shoot up the theater. And then Hispanic family. And then us. And that was it.
No, not really. There was a few more people than that. I mean, I only saw those three people actually walk out of the theater.
I saw more.
Then again, I was actually watching the movie, so I could have missed.
I honestly, and I said this to Jobo when we were there, I really had my eyes locked on the screen. I couldn't look away from it. Mm-hmm. I was like mesmerized by just the beauty of it and the pacing and the dialect. And
you guys have an appreciation. You guys have an appreciation for that because you've worked kind of with cameras and stuff to know that some of the shots
Sure.
Well, like
I know what you're saying.
Now, like you guys are well versed in production versus I'm well versed in more acting. I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't understand a single thing.
It's a film buff's film. Yes. It's horror.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Film buff's horror film. How about
that? Yes, that's it. That's it. It's a film buff's horror film.
Hey,
this is the type of thing that like the pretentious college teachers would show you as this is real horror. You know what
now,
I mean?